very, very clear that you're not allowed to marry a Canaanite woman. You are not good. A second proof is, when Yaakov comes before Yitzchak with the goat skins and the hairy arms, Yitzchak says, Hakol kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Yaakov. V'hayadayim yedei Esav, but the hands are the hands of Esav. What does Rashi say? It doesn't mean Yaakov and Esav have different voices. Their voices were actually the same. But Yaakov used to always mention Hashem in his conversation. And Esav didn't mention Hashem. So when the man before him mentions Hashem, Yitzchak says, it sounds like Yaakov. So in other words, you can't say Yitzchak thought Esav was the bigger tzaddik, because he knew that Yaakov uses Shem Shemayim, and Esav doesn't use Shem Shemayim, right? So that would be a big difficulty. And Bichlal, how is it shaykh that Yitzchak thought Esav was a bigger tzaddik? Esav is a hunter, and Yaakov is Yosheh Naholim. I mean, Yitzchak knows that, that's why he's asking Esav to go on it, because he knows Esav is a hunter. So someone learned exactly the opposite. Someone learned that it works this way. What is a bracha that a tzaddik gives you, that a father gives you? What is a bracha? A bracha is a crutch to give you extra help in having your relationship with Hashem. Now, there's a story about the Vilna Gaon, that angels used to appear to the Vilna Gaon and they would offer to teach you all of the mysteries of the Torah. And he turned them down because he said, the only Torah I want to have is the Torah that comes through my work, my efforts. I don't want things to be handed to me on a silver platter. I want to be zocha lefum tzara agra, according to the struggle is the reward. So someone will learn, Avada Yaakov is the bigger tzaddik. But Yitzchak says, I don't want to give Yaakov a crutch of a rug. I want Yaakov to have the merits of achieving it all on his own. Esav is not so righteous, so I have to give him the crutch. Right? You look at the bracha as a crutch. Rivka understood, however, that Esav would not use the crutch in a proper way. And so that's one way of looking at it. Just like, for example, if you have, like, say, two kids in the family, one is learning well and doing mitzvahs, and the other is a kid at risk, right? You might take the kid at risk for the brachas to all the tzaddikim. The good kid, is doing good. He's doing fine. You don't need to schlep him for brachas. That's one way of understanding. Have you had that question?
Yeah. No, I just, according to this, like, when looking at it, Yaakov didn't really need the bracha.
Well, Yitzchak's cheshbon was Yaakov didn't need a brother. We'll see that the Rivka had a different cheshbon on that as well.
Well, it seems Rivka was siding with Yaakov. Why didn't Rivka discuss with Yitzchak?
Yeah, that's a very excellent question. If for whatever reason there's a machlokas between Yitzchak and Rivka, who is more deserving of the bracha? If for whatever reason that's the case, the question is, why could Rivka not bring it up directly with Yitzchak? For example, Sarah and Avraham, right? When Sarah saw that Ishmael was not a good influence, and Sarah said, we have to send him away, she just told Avraham, this is what we have to do. So the Nitziv has a comment. It sounds very modern, maybe it sounds too modern almost. The Nitziv says that Sarah and Avraham were kind of equals. And whenever there was any issue in their family, they would discuss it together. He says Rivka was in awe of Yitzchak. Rivka was in awe. Number one, there's a tremendous age difference. Remember, Rivka was only 3 years old when Yitzchak was 40 years old. And number two, because Yitzchak was on the Akedah, Yitzchak was almost an other world. She could not approach Yitzchak. That's kind of a difference in their relationship. She had a certain awe of Yitzchak, which did not allow that discussion. As I said, it sounds like a very modern idea.
It's worse to go behind his back.
Well, okay, yeah, I understand. That goes back to the question of deception and mirror. I mean, you'll see that eventually what happened was Yitzchak understood after that Rivka was correct. If he didn't understand that, then you're right. Nothing could have been effective. So let me share with you the thought of the Malbim. Malbim says a tremendous thing. If you look at the Parsha carefully, you actually see that there are two different brachos that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. One was the bracha that he gave to Yaakov when he thought he was Esav. And then at the end of the Parsha, there's another bracha he gives to Yaakov when he knows he's talking to Yaakov. The bracha that he gave to Yaakov when he thought he was Esav was all about Gashmias, Eilam Hazeh. May Hashem give you v'itein lecha Elokim, mital hashamayim, prosperity, productivity. Really, it's a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. Yavducha amim, you will rule over nations. He does not mention in that bracha, you will have the mission of Avraham to spread Hashem through the world. It is only when he talks to Yaakov directly that he gives him the bracha of Birchas Avraham, that you will be the light unto the world, you will teach Kedusha, and Ruchnius to the world. So this is what the Malbim says. The Malbim says, Yitzchak always intended that Yaakov would be the successor to Avraham and Yitzchak, and Yaakov would be the one who would teach Kedusha and Ruchnius into the world. But Yitzchak wanted there to be a division of labor, similar to what later occurred between the tribes of Yisachar and Zebulun. Remember, Yisachar and Zebulun. Yisachar was a shevet that spent all of its time learning Torah. And Zebulun was also in commerce. And Zebulun used his resources to take care of Yisachar. And because of this, Zebulun and Yisachar both get equal schar. Zebulun gets schar for supporting Torah, and Yisachar gets schar for learning. This is called the Yisachar-Zebulun partnership. By the way, this can even exist today on an individual level. You can actually sign the Yisachar-Zebulun partnership where a person agrees. I agree to support somebody who is learning full time, and I will get the schar equal to him, because I am supporting him. He is learning without making him without being able to learn. Of course, Zebulun's have to learn too. We're not saying they don't learn, but their eager avayda is not so expected. So this is Yitzchak's cheshbon. Yitzchak's cheshbon is this. Esav is not going to be the tzaddik that learns Torah, that teaches Torah, that brings people to Hashem. But Esav